Millions of students, including here in Connecticut, apply every year for financial aid through what's called the Free Application for Federal Students Aid. It's better known as FAFSA. Since the start of this school year, we've heard about many delays and tech issues causing problems for the rollout of this new federal financial aid application that was supposed to make it a lot simpler for students in this process. So joining us to talk more about this and certainly see how Connecticut is faring against the rest of the nation, we welcome for the first time Connecticut's State Department of Education Chief Performance Officer, Ajit Gopalakrishnan. And Ajit, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it. I mean, let's start with, are there a lot of issues specifically here in Connecticut for students who are trying to enroll through FAFSA?
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks again for the chance to speak here with your audience. Just to clarify that last year, the 23-24 school year was the first year of the new FAFSA rolled out by the U.S. Department of Education. And I think we can all agree that last year was not the smoothest of years. Mm-hmm. They called it the Better FAFSA. And like the other students across the states, we experienced our own challenges. But Connecticut has been proactive on this front. We have been implementing a FAFSA challenge and lots of other trainings and supports. And our rate last year, which ended up at around 58%, was still outpacing the national average, which was around 48%. It was down from the year prior. So, yes, the rollout of the FAFSA did have an impact in Connecticut, but we fared much better than the nation as a whole last year.
Ajit, help me out. When you say 58%, mm-hmm. what does that mean? What is 58%?
Sure. It's 58% of our 12th graders, our seniors.
Okay. We're still using FAFSA, you're saying?
Completed the FAFSA. Last year.
Got it. Okay. And you said that is up from, that you're saying compared to the nation, like the nation average, national average.
That's correct. The national average was around 48%. We were at 58%. Our 58% last year was lower than the year prior, which was at almost 62%. That was like a high point for us. So it was a tad lower, but we were still well above the national average.
Okay. So if I'm hearing this correctly, Ajit, what you're saying is, you know, when you compare Connecticut to the national average, we're doing things a lot better. However, since the rollout of FAFSA, which you had mentioned very correctly, last year was pretty disastrous for a lot of people, we are still looking at a little bit of a drop. So prior to FAFSA being a thing, we are seeing a little bit of a drop in the people who actually completed it in order to get the financial aid they needed to go to college.
That is correct. And just to be clear, like last year was the newer updated FAFSA, which the U.S. Department of Education called the Better FAFSA. And this year's FAFSA hasn't yet fully rolled out yet. So the year that we're currently in is not yet available for the wider public. The U.S. Department of Education is doing a beta, sort of a trial beta version, but they're doing it only based on invitation. So it's not open to the public just yet. They expect to launch that for the public by December 1st.
Okay. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ajit, but is that just something Connecticut is doing or is the whole nation trying this beta trial, if you will?
No, it's a beta run by the U.S. Department of Education. So it's run by the feds, but they have invited certain places to do it. So they're not doing it sort of universally just yet.
They're
working out the kinks, so to speak. And once they do that, they expect to launch the cleaned up FAFSA, if you will, by December 1st.
Okay, that makes sense. Is anybody here in Connecticut, like, are you involved with that? Was Connecticut plucked to be part of this or no?
We wanted to, but I don't believe we are.
Okay.
I mean, there might be a site or two here or there, but there's not a universal implementation here in Connecticut.
Okay.
We're going to let them work out the kinks, you know? We'll let them work out the kinks, and then we will be ready because we have been focusing on FAFSA completion for many years. So our schools and our counselors and our, and families, we're letting them know to be ready because once it opens, we're confident and hopeful that the process this year will be smoother.
And again, we have Ajit Gopalakrishnan, who is the Connecticut State Department of Education Chief Performance Officer. We're talking about FAFSA, which again stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. For those of you who are not familiar with FAFSA, but I know a lot of families out there are very familiar with it. And as Ajit said, it was a very new process being rolled out in the 2023-24 school year. We know that there were a lot of issues with it. And so there are a lot of actions to try and improve it. And we may see those improvements as early as December 1st of this year. You had mentioned just a couple minutes ago, Ajit, that Connecticut has really been trying to find solutions on our own. I think you had said something like the FAFSA challenge. I don't know if I'm familiar with that. Mm-hmm. What is that?
All right. So we have been focusing, Melissa, on FAFSA for many years, really even prior to the pandemic, sort of letting our schools and encouraging our schools to prepare our high school graduates, not just to get them a diploma, but really give them a leg up in the world that's coming after. And FAFSA, by the way, is it's not just for college as in a four-year degree. You need FAFSA if you're going to our CT State, our community college system. You need FAFSA whether you're going to a community college system for an associate's degree or if you're even going for a certificate program that's credit-based, a manufacturing certificate, a healthcare certificate that has credits to it. You do need the FAFSA because in Connecticut, we have the free community college tuition program, but you can't access that without completing the FAFSA. So just to be clear, like FAFSA is really the gateway, the door to a lot of opportunities. Not just for like a four-year sort of traditional degree. It really opens up a whole host of doors. So we've been focusing on that. And in Connecticut, we started sharing, we started partnering with our Office of Higher Ed to get data on students who have completed the FAFSA and who hasn't. Because we're now able to tell our high schools, really updated on a daily basis, which students have completed the FAFSA and which students haven't completed the FAFSA so that the schools can work with the families and support them and encourage them to complete the FAFSA. We started a challenge 4 years ago, and we're in our fifth year. And the challenge is really a friendly competition among our high schools. You know, we give a little bit of money, a few thousand dollars to each high school that encourages them to you know, host FAFSA nights with families, pay folks a little extra stipend to work over out, you know, after hours, support families, make outreaches, marketing, communication, all those kinds of things to really encourage FAFSA completion. So we give a little bit of support to the schools, but we also couple it with training. We couple it with a community of practice where we bring our schools together, have them share strategies that's working with each other. And really, I'd like to give a shout out to our partner in this, the Connecticut Rise Network out of New Haven. They've been a partner in this and have been doing excellent work with our schools to you know, support this work and really move this forward. So, you know, it's about a challenge, but it's also about the training and it's also about the supports. And ultimately, we got to stay focused on the basics because getting FAFSA completion is about relationships. It's about relationship with students, relationships with families, and relationships with our school counselors. So we are committed to supporting all entities, see the value in a post-secondary education and seeing FAFSA as really that initial important step that we all need to do.
We're chatting with Ajit Gopalakrishnan, who is the Connecticut State Department of Education Chief Performance Officer, and we are talking about FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. And just for people who are just tuning in, you may remember prior to the pandemic, applying for federal student aid was a very lengthy, complex process. That's why in 2020, Congress directed the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, to kind of overhaul its federal student aid system. And the goal was to make it a lot easier, kind of streamline it all. And unfortunately, when the rollout happened for the 2023-24 year, it was sort of a disaster. There was a series of roadblocks for students in colleges. In fact, education identified more than 40 separate technical issues with the initial rollout. And I would say, I don't know, Ajit, if you agree with this, but when we talk about students who are not able to complete the process, would you say that's still one of the biggest issues are these glitches, these tech problems? I know in the very beginning, there were sort of errors that would almost stop them from even starting the application, let alone completing it.
Yes. I mean, there were glitches last year. I think, honestly, the other challenge in addition to the glitches to completing it was the timing of it. Because when things go later and later in the college application cycle, it becomes harder for the colleges to know who's coming, to make offers, for parents to be able to make a realistic estimate of how much it's actually going to cost to go to college, et cetera. So I think, yes, the glitches, I'm sure, were not helpful, but neither was the timing of it. So again, I'm hopeful this year that when they open up by December 1st, that things will be a lot better. And that things will go a lot smoother. So that's all we can hope for. And we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we trust our federal colleagues to get this all worked out so that we'll be ready for it when it opens.
And Ajit, you had mentioned a few minutes ago that the FAFSA application, it is not just for people who are looking for a four-year degree. Do you mind giving us some concrete mm-hmm. examples? Like for high school graduates, what else can FAFSA be used for?
So when I say not just a four-year degree, it's also useful for a two-year degree. So if you want to go, if you're not sure a four-year degree is for you and you're looking at our CT State, our fabulous community college system, they and Connecticut is fortunate to have a free community college tuition program where it is free. There is no tuition cost to go to our state community colleges, but the prerequisite is that you have to complete the FAFSA. Because the FAFSA lets our state community colleges maximize whatever federal aid that might be there and then fill in the gap of whatever else might be needed. So completing the FAFSA is the gateway to our community college system and two-year degree programs. But it's not even two-year degree programs. If you're not interested in the degree program, but you're interested in a certificate program. And these are credit-based certificates that are offered, again, by our community college system. You do need to complete the FAFSA even for that. And these are certificate programs in a range of areas. And I just threw out a few, like manufacturing certificate or a healthcare certificate or IT or whatever. Whatever certificates that our CT State system offers, you do need to complete the FAFSA to be able to access that free tuition program. So it's for credit-based pathways, but it's not just for the four-year degree. You can try, you know, you can pursue a two-year degree. You can also pursue certificate programs that will give you more sort of career-ready, employment-oriented certificates many of them are not even 2 years. They're shorter time frames. So all of that information is on the CT State website, which is the website for our community college system.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, though, Ajit, but trade schools mm-hmm. are not included, though.
To my knowledge, no. But I'm like when you say trade schools, you're talking about, could you clarify like what exactly you're like, what are the types of institutions you're speaking about?
So, I mean, I know I don't have one in particular, but I'm just thinking out loud. So when you say that you could use it for a 2 year degree or a certificate going through one of our community colleges, for example.
Community college. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there are some, I don't know, here in Connecticut per se, but I remember being in when I lived in Vermont and I was a reporter up there, they had trade schools that were not through a college system per se. So if you wanted to go into...
That's correct.
Yeah, like if you wanted to go into like plumbing, let's just say, for example, they had specific schools for that, or I don't know if you would call it that here, but like a Connecticut School of Broadcasting, I guess would technically be... like a, almost like a trade school where you're super focused on one thing, but I don't, it's not part of the yep. Connecticut State Colleges and University system. I guess that's what I'm asking.
I believe that they have to be eligible to receive Pell Grant funding and the courses have to be credit based. So
okay.
I believe that is the requirement, but I'm not the financial college financial aid expert. All I know is that, for a lot of these types of pathways that are not academic oriented, that are more ready career oriented, that FAFSA is a prerequisite. And again, I would encourage your listeners to go to the CT State website, and all the information you need is available there. They've really revamped their website and made it more searchable and user friendly.
So, again, if people want more information, going to the portal.ct.gov website, that's your best bet.
Yeah, that's the state of Connecticut's website, but you can also search for the CT State to get to them directly, or you can go to student aid, you know, for FAFSA in general, you can go to studentaid.gov. That's the federal FAFSA site. Or if you don't want to go on your computer, just pick up the phone and call your high school counselor or someone at your high school, because they're plugged into these types of resources that they're receiving from us and from other avenues, and they're there to help you.
Well, Ajit, I want to thank you so much for what you do with the Connecticut Department of Education and for coming on the show to talk about FAFSA. I know it's something that many are focused on, and it sounds like Connecticut is ahead of the curve on this. And we'll see what happens December 1st, certainly. I'm very curious to see if we get all the kinks out.
Me too. Me too. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, Ajit Gopalakrishnan is the Connecticut State Department of Education Chief Performance Officer right here on WICC.